Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Ecclesiastes. Today, we're looking at wealth. And let's just begin by saying, wealth is not an issue with God. He often blessed his servants with money and possessions. You can check out Abraham in Genesis 13. You can check out Jacob in Genesis 30. Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in riches, 1 Kings 10:23 says. We learned in a previous Devo that God is the owner of all things. Everything we have is a gift from him. We should honor him and worship him with everything he's given us. And we should enjoy this great gift of God. That's what Solomon says in today's passage, Ecclesiastes 5:19. Everyone also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them and to accept his lot and rejoice in his toil, this is a gift of God. The wealthy believer never has to downplay God's blessing. Wealth should be viewed as a reward for honest, hard work. A believer should accept his lot, Solomon says in Ecclesiastes. You don't have to apologize for God's gift. We should enjoy the vocation he has given us and the rewards that come with that vocation. Solomon says that a believer should rejoice in his toil. What a blessing it is to enjoy your work by honoring God and enjoy the rewards he gives you. And maybe there's something else Solomon's getting at in this passage. Often in this life, God gives us hints of what's coming. For instance, the sacrificial system in the Old Testament was a hint, a foreshadowing of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus. So could the reminder to enjoy the rewards of our work be a hint of something to come? Let's think through that. The Bible often addresses heavenly rewards. These rewards are not based on works to become a Christian. All human works are futile in that regard. We are saved only by grace through faith. But our work as a Christian will be rewarded. One commentary explains it this way. God will give rewards in heaven at the Bema, or the judgment seat of Christ, based on our faithfulness and service to him. The rewards will show the reality of our sonship and the justice of God. God will give rewards in heaven in order to fulfill the law of sowing and reaping, according to Galatians 6, 7-9. And make good on his promise that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. So, when we enjoy the rewards of our work on earth, remember the rewards we get today are just a hint of the eternal rewards we will enjoy forever, all because of Jesus. Father, thank you for your great blessing. Most everyone listening to this, most everyone is wealthy by the world standards. You have blessed us tremendously. Help us to enjoy your gifts in a way that honors you. And remind us that your gifts today are just a hint of your great rewards tomorrow. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.